with no minimum balances. Look no farther than Bayport State Bank. We're a local community bank offering you superior customer service and the security and safety you've come to expect. And Bayport State Bank still offers free checking and savings accounts that have no fees or minimum balance requirements. And if you can't make it to the bank, our 24-hour online banking is available and convenient. And check out our new mobile banking app with your smartphone. It's banking your way, anytime, anywhere. The management of Bayport State Bank also believes in giving back to our communities and investing our time and money. Over the last 10 years, we have donated almost $2 million to local organizations, nonprofits, and groups right here in the Thumb area. Additionally, our employees volunteer countless hours of their own time to schools, organizations, and communities. For over 123 years, Bayport State Bank has been making a difference in our communities. We're asking you to join our local team effort and support the Thumb area communities. Stop in any office of Bayport, Pigeon, and Bed-Ex and open up a checking or savings account today. Bayport State Bank, member FDIC.
Winter is in full swing and indoor activities are all the rage.
That's right. We at Harjo's Ben Franklin and Pigeon have what you need to keep yourself busy during these long, cold winter days and nights.
Take all those pictures of your loved ones and favorite memories and turn them into the scrapbook of your dreams.
We at Harjo's have everything for scrapbooking at great prices.
We also have what you're looking for in knitting, sewing, and crochet.
And we carry a full line of painting, drawing, special hobby, and craft supplies.
So keep busy this winter with the help of Harjo's Ben Franklin in beautiful downtown Pigeon.
Hey, why are you holding your cell phone above your head, man? People are staring. Come on.
I'm trying to get enough signal to get this email to send out. I tried making a call, but that's impossible in this area.
Since when's it impossible? Let me see your phone. Oh, I see the problem here. You got one of those national carriers for your cell phone provider.
Well, duh. They say they have the best service.
Sure. Like, right here?
Well, not right here, but everywhere else.
No way, man. Not only does Thumb Cell cover the Thumb better than anyone else, but they got superior nationwide service, too. They got coverage like a baby on a bottle, like butter on bread, like tie-dye on a hippie, like bugs on a windshield, like fleas on a dog, like flies on... Well, you get it. Thumb Cell has you covered everywhere.
Thumb Cellular, with locations in Bad Axe, Carroll Pigeon, and Sandusky. The talk of the Thumb.
If you're tired of low crop prices and grain quality issues, and you want to keep more money from your operation, contact DS Services right away. They're your primary source for grain bins, dryers, and grain handling equipment for farm or commercial operations. From minor repairs to complete new facilities, DS Services does it all. They have a huge parts inventory, provide quality millwright services, and their three cranes can handle any truss job or other lifting need. For your grain storage needs and more, call 989-872-3318, 989-872-3318, or visit dsservicesinc.com.
You're listening to the WLAW Sports Network on Sports Radio 102.1 and live and worldwide at WLAWsports.com. Clark Ramsey and John Mooney with your call tonight from Cass City, Michigan, as the Elkton Pigeon Bayport Lakers are in town. And the JV game is trying to extend this one as much as possible. We've had a back-and-forth fourth quarter here. And Cass City was leading by 5 points with about 30 seconds left, but then Lakers sets a pick in the corner and launches the three, and it is good. And now it's just a one-possession ball game. Cass City JV leading Lakers JV 47-45 right now with just a handful of seconds left. So interesting times here at Ridgemont High, John, don't you think?
I think there's about 16 seconds, but that's going to be an eternity.
Yeah, most certainly. But I will say, John, some nice additions here and upgrades to Cass City's gym. New scoreboards, which is always much appreciated. How quickly we forget what the old scoreboards were and whether we couldn't tell if it was a 6 or a 9 or an 8 or a 5. Extremely helpful with these bright LED lights up here.
With the Greater Thumb Conference expanding this year by two more teams, it's really nice to go into gyms like Cass City's and see how the flags of all of the teams
definitely
that are there.
Already even, yeah. Caro and K-Pac up there. Cass City dribbling things out with a lead by 2 points, and there's the foul. So they're going to walk the length of the court here for a 1-1 situation for the Kansas City Redhawks. That would be first. We're in a little extra broadcasting here for JV action. And that would be at the free throw line number 23, Kenton Wiseman, a sophomore for Kansas City.
Now, sure enough, with 8.2 seconds to go, Lakers are going to go ahead and call a timeout. It is a 1-1 bonus.
Trying to ice the kicker here.
Yep.
So, John, it's you saw a few different games this week. Back on Monday, you actually came to the Mayville-Cass City game.
Yeah, it was right here. It was two teams that I don't know if they really have played each other in the last year or so. Maybe they have. I can't remember.
Probably not since the days of Mayville being in the Greater Thumb East.
You know, one of the things that I always liked about it was that you always have one team in maroon and the other team not in maroon.
Very true.
But, the Redhawks, they came out of here with quite a victory, a 30-point victory, in fact. I think it was 49-19.
Yeah. And then Wednesday, you made your way over to Bad Axe. I was out of town, unfortunately, so we weren't able to have a broadcast that night, but you had a pleasure of watching a battle in the top of the Greater Thumb West between Bad Axe and USA.
It was a wonderful game. Great game plans. The coaches did a fantastic job, even in the execution of the game. So I'll tell you what, it was a pleasure just to go ahead and watch both teams. It's too bad one team had to lose.
Wiseman misses the free throw for Cass City's JV, but there's an offensive rebound into the hands of Connor Herford, a freshman. And it looks like he's going to be called for a push. Of sort early, not quite sure what the foul is. It looks like it was a push.
There's 4.9 seconds left, and here's going for the win.
So Lakers is going to be inbounding and facing a full court press. Of course,
they'll be taking
those,
it.
For those just joining us, this is the junior varsity action.
They'll be taking a tray. There's no doubt.
Well, most with 4.9 seconds left, I mean it's difficult. And so now they're in trouble at midcourt. Launches the three. It is up. It is no good. And Cass City's JV hangs on 47-45.
And the players are hugging each other like they just won a state championship.
Reggie Ignash, coach for the junior varsity. Good to see him back at the program here. And getting things going from the younger age. Assistant coach John LeGros. Well, John, you want to talk about some varsity action now?
Well, I'll tell you what. Like I said, it came down to the last 4 minutes of the ball game, and Bannix did have a lead with a 3-point cushion on, and if there's such a thing, a cushion in a basketball game.
Yeah.
But that's when Tyler Heckroth and Micah Kramer just took over. And it was just amazing that if you give them any room whatsoever, they're going to go ahead and make you pay. These two kids are gamers, and they've been there before a lot of times. And so it's not unusual for something like that to happen. The team that has the experience in those kinds of situations are going to go ahead and walk away with the win.
Well, tonight it's the Elkton Pigeon Bayport Lakers on the road in Cass City. And the Lakers enter tonight at 6-5 overall. They have lost their last four straight games in five of their last six. They're 1-4 in the Greater Thumb West. Their only win in the West, that came at Cass City 42 days ago in Laker country. Eric Wisner, head coach for Lakers in his second year. Overall, he's gone 18-14 over that time, winning 56% of games played. Offensively, the Lakers are averaging 49.6 per game. That's middle of the pack of the Greater Thumb Conference at number 7, and averaging just one more point than Cass City's offensive average. Defensively, Lakers giving up 48.8 points per game, and that's the 6th best in the Greater Thumb Conference, and again, 1 point better than Cass City, this time on defense. Average margin of victory for the Lakers, less than a point. 0.8 of a point Lakers' average of margin of victory comes out to. And yet again, that is one stop above Cass City in the Greater Thumb Conference. To start out the season, the green and white were red hot. They began with 5 straight wins and got to Christmas with a 6-1 record. But since the new year, the Lakers have not been able to muster a win in 4 tries. Granted, 3 of those losses were to the top tier of the Greater Thumb West, Reese, USA, and Bad Axe.
You know, the Lakers, way back in December, they had a lot of really quality wins. One of them was December 14th when they, at home, made short work of the Redhawks, and the score was 62-37. I mean, they didn't even look back on that one. Now, all of a sudden, the Lakers have a number of issues to go ahead and solve, and so here we are in Cass City for the rematch.
When the Lakers win, they score on average 54 points and allow just 39. But when they lose, the green and white score only 43 and give up over 60 points a game. Now, John Mooner, let's take a look inside that Lakers.